You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. As we continue to celebrate Women's History Month, Dr. Robin Henry looks at a woman who made inroads both politically and culturally.
Adelina Nina Otero Warren was a woman suffragist, educator, politician, and was the first Latina in a number of political roles, including running for Congress. Born in 1881 into the Hispanic elite of New Mexico, Otero Warren began her political career working with the women's suffrage campaign in New Mexico, becoming the first Mexican-American woman to hold a leadership role in the Congressional Union, the precursor to Alice Paul's National Women's Party. Able to speak both Spanish and English, Otero Warren was instrumental in reaching out to New Mexico's mostly Spanish-speaking population. Because of her family's prominent position, she also held leadership roles in both the Republican Party and women's clubs in the state. For Alice Paul, Otero Warren's ability to reach a wide audience of New Mexicans and lobby New Mexico's political leadership meant that she was instrumental in securing the state's support for the 19th Amendment. Otero Warren continued to advocate on behalf of women in New Mexico's Hispanic population. In 1922, this led her to run for New Mexico's only congressional seat, making her the first Latina to do so. During her campaign, she spoke to New Mexicans in Spanish and English, and she advocated for the preservation of Hispanic heritage, culture, and land ownership. Though she was defeated, she had made a name for herself politically. In the following decades, Otero Warren achieved a number of other firsts in New Mexico and in the federal government, with a growing interest in education and public health. In Santa Fe, she served as the first Latina superintendent of instruction. She was appointed a state director of the Civilian Conservation Corps, and in 1930, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed her its director of literacy education. Over the next decade, she continued to work toward improving adult education and literacy rates in the American Southwest. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.